Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher to find Ruziva Gehagun, Bekor of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, maybe get Medina Sayam. Shlach came from Medina Sayam. He came from Chutz La'aretz. Va'amar, and he said b'fai nechtav, avoloi b'fai nechtam. He was only able to say that it was written in front of him, but he was not able to say that it was signed in front of him. Or b'fai nechtam, avoloi b'fai nechtav. He was only able to say that it was signed in front of him, but not written in front of him. Or b'fai nechtav kulai, b'fai nechtam chetzioi, b'fai nechtav chetzioi, b'fai nechtam kulai. He was able to say that the entire thing was written in front of him, but only half of it was signed in front of him, or the other way around. Half of it was written in front of him, but the whole thing was signed. Puzzle. It's totally puzzle, because he has to be able to say b'fai nechtav and b'fai nechtam on the entire thing. Let's say two fellows walk into Bezdin. Echadimer, one of them says b'fai nechtav, it was written in front of me. Echadimer, the other one says b'fai nechtam, it was signed in front of me. Puzzle. This get is also puzzle, because we know, as we just said, that one shliach has to be able to say both b'fai nechtav and b'fai nechtam. Now, it's important to note that if both of them were appointed as shluchim, so then they do not have to say b'fai nechtav, b'fai nechtam at all. That's because we have two edim bringing a kosher get. The situation the Mishnah is talking about is where only one of them was appointed as a shliach, and the other guy was just tagging along, saying, oh, it was signed in front of me, but since he wasn't appointed as a shliach, we're not taking his word for it, and the get is puzzle. Now, what about if we have three people coming in? Shnayim Amrim, two say b'faneinu nechtav, it was written in front of us. V'echad Amrim, one says b'faneinu nechtav, it was signed in front of me. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machshei, Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. However, let's say Echad Amrim, one of these three says b'faneinu nechtav, it was written in front of me. Ushnayim Amrim, the other two say b'faneinu nechtam, it was signed in front of us. Kosher, it's a kosher get. And that's because we have two edim confirming these signatures on the get. So it's just like a regular kiyum of any shtar, and therefore it's a kosher get. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, nechtam b'yom v'nechtam b'layla, it was written during the day and signed that very same day. B'layla v'nechtam b'layla, it was written at night and signed that very same night. Or b'layla v'nechtam b'yom, it was written during the night and signed the next day. Kosher, in all these situations, is a kosher get because it was signed the very same day that it was written. And the last situation as well, you're going to ask, what do you mean it was written at night but signed the next day? So it's two different days. And obviously the answer is that we know in Yiddishkeit, the night comes before the day. And therefore, when it's written during the night but signed the next day, that's really the same thing. It's been written and signed on the same day. However, b'yom v'nechtam b'layla, let's say it was written during the day and signed the next night. Puzzle, it's a puzzle get because when it was written, they wrote that this get happened on such and such day, but it was really only signed the next day. We know that anytime shtar has a date, it has to be signed the very same day of the date written on the get. Whereas Rav Shimon Machshei, Rav Shimon says kosher, and that's because Shahar Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, kol getin shenichtavu b'yom v'nechtamu b'layla psulim. Any shtar, that's what the word get over here means, any shtar, any document that was written during the day and signed the next night is puzzle. Chutz megitei noshim, except for the get of a woman. That's because other shtarais very often are used to collect with, and therefore if a totally different date was written on it than when it was actually signed, it's not valid. But the get of a woman is simply just meant to divorce her, and even though it was signed on a different day than it was written, it's kosher. But we don't paskal like Rav Shimon. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.